Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Inside or Out.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil, you fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. We absolutely need rules. We do have to have guidelines. We really do. Picture life without them. Crashes at intersections, chaos in schools, crumbling institutions, attitudes of "who cares?" and more. Jesus responded to those in the gospel who put all their energy on what looked like goodness, obedience, fidelity, and all manner of correct behaviors. Sure, they meant well, it seems, but they picked the wrong moment to call Jesus out on not washing before the meal. Tradition and history tell us how many, many rules were prescribed for faithful religious people. Yes, we absolutely need rules, but again, Jesus picks up on a teachable moment. In his manner of thinking, the rules were fine until they got in the way of a loving relationship. Love surpasses all rules, and on occasion even ignores that which looks good on the outside. That which is determined by the do-gooders, the note-takers, the followers of the law. I would bet that some of us, or those who always look good and law-abiding on the outside, may not be as holy and good deep down as we would like others to think. Let's pause a moment and consider those times when we or someone else took a leap of love or respect and honored a person who went past what everyone expected or what everyone else was doing. And now, when can we defend the victim of bullying? When can we speak up for the voiceless? When can we just go ahead and make a difference, even if it means risking our name, our future, our reputation? Let's associate with those who need us, who will benefit by a move towards a goodness all the way to the inside, when, as Jesus said, everything will be clean for you.